The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven,' gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning, God gave me one of those little moments where it's so clear that His hand is guiding everything. Except for the fact that He just let me drop the book and I lost my page. So clear that His hand is guiding everything. Because as I'm doing my spiritual reading this morning, the author says the Eucharist is the bread of the poor. I'm not sure I've ever heard that expression before. I thought, the bread of the poor. He said that is why the manna in the desert was such a fitting prefiguration for Holy Communion. He said, because what did the people, the Israelites, crossing the desert experience? Total depravity. They're in the desert. They had nothing. They were going to starve to death. And so they begged God to feed them. And it was that upon which they lived. And they understood that without it, they could not be sustained. He said, God allowed that to prefigure what we ought to experience with the Eucharist. That it is the bread of life, that without Holy Communion, we have no life in us. And the author goes on to say, he says, if it's truly the bread of the poor, for whom did our Lord give the Eucharist above all? He says He gave it for His mother, because she was the all poor one. There is no one in the history of the world other than our Lord Himself who has been so spiritually poor as Our Lady was. So not financially poor, even though she was also that, but she was poor in the sense that her heart was totally empty of everything of this world. She had no attachments to this life, and so God could completely fill her. So if I can find my page quickly, if the Holy Spirit comes and gives me assistance, as I really need Him right now to do. Or you might just kind of have to wait here a moment. Okay, here we go. This is what He says. Mary is linked to the Eucharist in a very particular manner. It is the only sacrament which was for her, directly for her. It's the only sacrament she ever received. In the institution of the Eucharist, Jesus responds to His mother and repays her 100-fold for all that she gave Him. Mary was the source of life for Jesus, forming His body and communicating her blood so that He could live. In return, Jesus gives His divine flesh and divine blood. He gives them to her as food and drink to become the source of life for her as she had been for Him. The mystery of the Eucharist has never borne all its fruit in any person in the history of the world, except Our Lady. Every saint you read, the Eucharist was at the center of their lives because they knew how poor they were. Because they knew, like few people ever, that without the Eucharist, they had no life in them. They needed it to get by every day. And I just close with one quote in my other current spiritual reading from St. Damian of Malachi. He wrote a letter to his brother, and in that letter he said, "My greatest suffering is my loneliness. It's not even the disease that is eating away my being. Without the Blessed Sacrament, my situation would be untenable. But the Lord is at my side, and so I'm always joyful, even in my loneliness. It is at the foot of the altar that I find the necessary strength in my isolation." May the Eucharist always be for us also the bread of life, without which we do not have life within us.